Let's return to the Olympics in Rio. South African runner Wade van Niekerk made history over the weekend in the track and field competition. He won gold in the 400-meter final yesterday, smashing the world record that had stood since 1999. As for the record in South Africa, they haven't won gold in this event for 96 years. Reporter Kim Cloutie is in Cape Town.
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. I'd say that the whole country, but especially Cape Town, is absolutely rocking with the news. He ran at 3 o'clock in the morning, our time, South African time, and many people waited up for it, and they are just elated. It's just lifted the country so much. He's really what you call in South Africa a real boikie. He's just really good person, just lots of fun, very humble, and he comes from very working class roots. In Cape Town. In fact, I've just been to his suburb today, and it was fantastic seeing the school kids there too, really so excited about the win.
And he has an interesting background. Athleticism seems to run in his family.
Yeah, it does indeed. His mother, Dessa, was a great athlete during high school, and she really wanted to compete internationally, but she couldn't because of apartheid. It was very much not allowed during that apartheid era. So she never got to achieve her dream, but she certainly has through her son, Wade. And the father, too, he was also quite an athlete. And in fact, his cousin is also, he competed at the Olympics in the rugby sevens, and they won the bronze medal. So very much sport runs through the family.
I understand one relative is actually involved in coaching him.
Well, there's an amazing woman, Ans Buerter, 74-year-old former sprinter who really took her under his wing when he was at the University of the Free State, which he went to. It's in another province when he moved from Cape Town. And he has achieved remarkably under her. So it's really been an amazing story, actually, of somebody through the generations who's helped him through.
Have his family members spoken to the press yet since his win?
Yes, his mother spoke to the radio station in South Africa, or quite a few, and she was absolutely elated. And Wade himself has thanked the country for their love and support. And in fact, he said that the whole country helped him believe in himself. So he's bringing the gold home for South Africa. And his mom was really, she's such a humble person. You know, he took 10 family members over with him for the Olympics. So he obviously thought he was in with a good shot for a medal. But the family has backed him all the way, been very, very supportive. And the mom said she was completely elated.
We don't get a lot of great news out of South Africa. So what does this win mean for the country?
It means a lot. You know, South Africa's been going through some really rough times, and politically it's been quite a sort of whirlwind time for the country. So I think that with Wade winning the Olympic gold, it's just been, it's really the lift that South Africa needs, really. You know, we've got lots of problems, crime and drugs, and even in the areas really close to where Wade comes from. So to have this kind of win is just, it pulls everyone together. It just makes people really proud to be South African.
Kim Cloutie in Cape Town, South Africa. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you very much.